On News Time Now, 8:49, another check of Triple Team traffic on this Wednesday morning. And back to you, Andy Farnsworth.
If you're taking southbound I-15, you've got two crashes you got to contend with. One of them is just after 45th South. They blocked off three lanes for a minute. Now they've only got the HOV lane blocked, but about five cars total involved in the crash, one from earlier and three emergency vehicles. Yep, your slowdown start now close to 3900 South. And even after you pass that crash, you get stuck in delays that go all the way down to 7200 South. Because of a different crash. We also have delays along 215 heading over from Redwood Road to I-15 as people try to make the switch onto the southbound lanes. Eric Butler.
And northbound I-15 just got a couple of slow spots. One is as you approach 90th South in Sandy. Another further up the line as you move between Murray and South Salt Lake, and then once you get past the I-80 201 turnoffs, it's just a little bit slow below speed as you enter the downtown area. Heather?
Occasionally we're seeing a brake light or two southbound 15 between 2300 North Warm Springs Road and downtown Salt Lake, but other than that, you are smooth sailing from Ogden all the way into Salt Lake. US 89 northbound looks like we have a little bit of congestion at some of the busier traffic lights, especially through Fruit Heights and Layton, but everybody else doing fine in Weber and Davis counties. The new George S. and Dolores Dore Eccles Theater downtown will open this fall on October 21st and 22nd. To find out more or to purchase tickets, visit eccles theater.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center. Traffic.